Can I have some more? The Verb, Friday night at 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, returning a little closer to the present and from 12:30, music through the night with me, John Shea, starting with a concert by the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, Suk, Martinu and Beethoven in an hour's time. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11:30, time for Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Hello, the trumpet of Thomas Stanko, and he is our featured artist for our mini concert set this week, recorded at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. And also this voice.
I grew up listening to the radio, and so my roots, although they, as a musician, began with classical music and my guitar studies and trumpet and piano and all of that, I grew up listening to R&B and pop music, and so that was where my heart really was.
That's Vince Mendoza, who later will be talking to Kevin Legendre about his current CD, Nights on Earth. That's all this week on Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin. When bassist Ben Crossland last talked to us, he told us about his three-way project back in 2009 with himself, pianist Steve Lodder and Steve Waterman on trumpet. Well, that trio has grown into a sextet, and Ben has added Mark Nightingale and Barnaby Dickinson on trombones and Martin Shaw on trumpet. Inspired by the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, his latest CD is called An Open Place, and Jazz Lineup previewed its release, which was premiered at this year's Marsden Jazz Festival. So from the CD, this is a composition by Martin Shaw and Steve Lodder called Pink Lady, Brown Dog. The album is An Open Place and was commissioned by the Marsden Jazz Festival. And that was Pink Lady, Brown Dog, inspired by works from the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. And that was written by Martin Shaw, who played trumpet, Steve Lodder on the piano, Ben Crossland, who's the band leader on bass, Mark Nightingale and Barnaby Dickinson are on trombone, and Martin Shaw on the trumpet. And that CD, An Open Place, is out on Jazz Cat Records. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. We are online, on FM and on DAB, digital radio. When Jazz Lineup recorded Tomasz Stanko at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival, he was billed with Lee Konitz, who, sadly due to illness, was unable to appear. However, Stanko took on the tour alone. The lineup is extremely fine. Florian Weber is on piano, Jeff Denson is on bass, Ziv Ravitz is playing the drums, and on this short set we're starting with Dark Eyes. On Green Dolphin Street with Thomas Stanko on trumpet, Florian Weber on piano, Jeff Denson playing the bass and Ziv Ravitz on drums. And that's ending our short concert set recorded at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival in July of this year. And that was just a short excerpt of the concert. We'll bring you the rest at a later date. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3. Well, State of the Art is a new release from another bassist called Ben, but this time it's bassist Ben Williams. His credentials are very impressive, as he is the 2009 winner of the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Composition Award. On this album, he's got Gerald Clayton on keyboards and Jameer Williams on drums. Let's check him out on the opening track. Ben Williams and his composition and arrangement of the opening track on his album called State of Art. And that was the track Home. That album's out now on the Concord Jazz label. When musician and arranger extraordinaire Vince Mendoza was in town to promote his new album, Nights on Earth, Kevin Ajama was first in the line to meet him. And you can hear that interview after we play part of this track, Otoño.
That was Otoño from Nights on Earth, the fabulous new album by Vince Mendoza. He joins me.
Thank you for the invitation.
And this album is sumptuous, to say the least. It's a large-scale production with, I think, about 40 or so musicians, rhythm section, horns, strings. And among the soloists, we've got the likes of Joe Lovano, Christian McBride, John Scofield, John Abercrombie. I could go on. So this really is a big production by any stretch of the imagination. Let me start with a practical question. How long, how much effort does it take to pull something like this together, both the planning and the execution?
Well, musically, I think this record came together very quickly, although the assembly of the compositions happened over the last few years. There were songs that I knew that I was going to save for this project, and I kept them around, but the actual preparation of the arrangements didn't really take too long. It was the logistics of putting together the soloists that I wanted and the orchestra and the studios and the travel and all the rest of it that really took the time. But I would say it took me about a year to get the whole thing done.
But as I said, it's a large cast with all these great soloists. You did all of the composing, arranging, and you conducted as well.
Correct.
Is it a bit like being a kind of screenwriter or a director with all of these great actors in front of you when you're in a situation where you've written all of this material and then it comes to life before
right.
your eyes?
Well, you know, this project was sort of like a garden that you planted one seed and then you decided that you want to plant something else, and you plant another seed, and then, you know, the garden keeps growing in its own way for a while. And you know, I didn't really plan on having certain people, and it really all came because of the genesis of the songs and the arrangements that I decided to ask certain people to play on it. And the process for me with jazz is very much like a writer or a director, that you make for them a frame, a composition, and ask them to contribute to it in their own way. And that is really something I try to keep in mind when I'm doing my own projects, that I want to give the soloists an opportunity to contribute and react to the music in their own way, and give them enough space to do it within the structure of the songs and the arrangements.
So if we go back into jazz history, there's a well-established template of great arrangers and composers of big band leaders actually having very close relationships with soloists, writing for them, knowing their idiosyncrasies, knowing their personalities.
Right.
Ellington
right.
and Strayhorn would be the obvious example.
Yeah, of course.
Do you draw inspiration from that? Do you think when you're writing, I can hear somebody like a Lovano or a Schofield in particular, I think
right.
who has such a strong personality, actually giving this composition the kind of character that I intend?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, that reference to Ellington is really part of the essence of what jazz is about. And one of the reasons that his band is so interesting is how the players interact with each other and how they respond to the music that Ellington writes for them.
Do you ever have to rein them in at all, especially when you're dealing with musicians who are that gifted, who can play just about anything and who can go on playing interesting music for many, many bars? Obviously, your compositions are very structured, even though there's space for the soloists as well. I'm kind of thinking of that balance between
right.
a framework and freedom in improvisation. Are you thinking about, well, okay, this has to follow a narrative. They can't just go off and
right.
keep playing forever.
Yeah, I think that if you ask some of the soloists that have played on my records over the years, you'll find out that there is a lot more structure than
yeah.
For example, Johnny Hodges would have had in a particular piece of music that the frame is somewhat more open for a traditional jazz player.
Great. Well, let's hear some of those improvisations within structure. This is
okay.
another track from Nights on Earth. This is a very, very gorgeous composition called Poem of the Moon, featuring John Abercrombie and Ambrose Akinmusiri. That was Poem of the Moon from Nights on Earth, Vince Mendoza's fabulous album featuring improvisations there by John Abercrombie on guitar and Ambrose Akinwusiri on trumpet. Vince, you've been making music for decades now, and you haven't just worked in the jazz field, you've worked with some very prominent pop artists like Joni Mitchell. You mentioned Michael Brecker before. We could also mention Pat Metheny, among others. Your list of credits is enormous. Did you always want to work across many genres of music, even though, as we've established, your roots are very much in jazz?
Well, you know, I grew up listening to the radio, and so my roots, although they, as a musician, began with classical music and my guitar studies and trumpet and piano and all of that, I grew up listening to R&B and pop music, and so that was where my heart really was, and I dreamed about being the guy in the studio writing the string parts and waving his arms and, you know, being with great pop musicians and their grooves. And
maybe we forget that popular music at that time had a lot of great orchestration, didn't
it? Absolutely, yeah. In particular, in the 70s, there was a lot of interest by Tom Bell and the Philadelphia people, and also Motown, to use orchestra musicians as well as the big band.
Pat Metheny in this very studio talking about the same thing recently, about that kind of the beauty of the orchestrations that accompanied those 3 or 4 minute popular music gems.
Right. Absolutely, yeah. And I'm revisiting that music constantly and marveling at how inspired the performances were and how colorful they were and how many people were involved in the creation of this beautiful, very meaningful, soulful music.
And after you've been working with either a Michael Brecker or a Joni Mitchell or an inspiring artist who obviously has a strong identity, which you can, I suppose, enhance through your arrangements. When you come back to work on your own music, are you in a very different mindset? Because it's definitely you that's at the center of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, being an arranger, part of your responsibility is to decide how much of yourself you're really going to put into it. And it has to do with serving the lyric or serving
the voice, or
serving the producer or serving the picture if you're doing something that has a video or a film or something. So when you go back to doing your own music, then there's a big hole there that of course was there before you were serving somebody else, and so you have to get back to being the composer that's making all the decisions and asking all of the questions.
As we heard on the track that we opened with, Otoño, the Spanish, Latin, and also later on in the record, the African influences are very strong. You made an album, I think, in about 2002 called Jazz Paña,
right,
which had strong Spanish influences as well. Is this a loose continuation of that, or are you building on some of the work that you did from Jazz Paña slightly?
Well, I don't think that it's it's something that I'm conscious of. I think that you meet musicians over the course of your career that you resonate with and hear music that you want to stay in. Doing the Jazz Spanish was a big education for me, because although I studied Spanish guitar music as a young person, I never really learned about the forms and styles of flamenco, and so having to learn that,
because it's a whole language in itself,
absolutely,
isn't it? It's very complex.
It's a very big language and hard to get into, and even after you learn the language, there's still so much that you don't know that I think I've probably studied the rest of my life, and there'll be certain things that I don't understand about it, but once you're in it, you realize that how much you love it and how much it becomes a part of your function as a musician. And the same with the Brazilian music and the North African music, that the activity that I've had with North African musicians, the study of that music has entered my my soul and my heart as a musician, and it doesn't leave, you know, it just stays there. And so there will be some melodies or you know, compositions that I write that use those elements of the music. And although I'm not writing North African music, there are elements
you can
of
still
it
draw on it
that that resonate with me, and I use it. And so the of course Shekere is a good example of all of that.
We'll finish with Shekere, featuring Tom Diakite on kora and vocals. Vince Mendoza, thank you very much for coming and see us at Jazz Lineup.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Bye. banabana gura fora moso chamango su fora ngare chamango de tapé basire tamu soñani talomba dote ngana sanu manote Mande segre, segre, ah, segre, oh, segre.
That was Shekere from the new CD by Vince Mendoza called Nights on Earth, and that's out on the Art of Groove record label. And he was talking to Kevin Legendre. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, and we are online, on FM, and on DAB Digital Radio. To end today's show, another new CD, this time from pianist and composer Kate Williams and her septet from her new album called Made Up, and it's been released on her own label, KW Jazz. The impressive lineup with Kate is, of course, Kate on piano and electric piano. Gareth LeCrane is playing all the flutes. Steve Fishwick is on trumpet and flugelhorn. Julian Siegel on saxophones. Ben Sumner's on tenor. Jeremy Brown is playing double bass. And Tristan Mayo is on drums. From the album, we've picked this track. It's called For Eliani, and yes, it's funky Latin vibe. Thank you. for Eliane, taken from Kate Williams's new album Made Up, and that was her own composition with Kate playing keyboards on that track, and it's out now on her own record label KW Jazz Records. Well, Kate's on tour in Italy at the moment, but she will be back in the UK, especially for January the 11th, where she'll be playing The Orange Tree in Richmond. Well, that's it for this week. Julian Joseph is with you next week, and Julian presents Jazz Lineup from the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester to celebrate the centenary of Stan Kenton. An augmented BBC Big Band conducted by former Kenton band member Jigs Wiggum takes us through some classic Kenton charts, including a performance of West Side Story, as performed by the Kenton Band and arranged by Johnny Richards. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night with Jez Nelson presents Adventures in Sound, recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. But on Jazz Lineup, till the Kenton show next week, and from me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.